Hey, y'all, and welcome back to Kudzu Killers. Hey, Kim.
Hey. Hey, everybody.
Aren't you glad to get back in sync with everybody again?
I am. I tell you, that was a tough week.
I know it.
Or
know
two.
It, we're pretty much back in action, and so we're really glad that y'all hung in there with us, because we noticed on our downloads and we noticed on all the feedback we're getting on our new website, which is kudzukillers.com, right, Kim?
That's it.
But today we have a brand new Forensic Fridays story for you, and this particular story is just going to send you guys over the moon, and it only came out a couple of days ago.
On the edge.
I know, we're on the cutting edge, and I was so jazzed about it, and I think you guys are going to be pretty shocked and appalled. So here we go. So Dr. Mark Krause, Tarrant County's chief deputy medical examiner, which is in Fort Worth, Texas, which I already mentioned, he was recently suspended, as in last week, from conducting autopsies in homicide cases after he missed a bullet, a whole bullet, y'all.
Oh my. Don't they do x-rays and stuff too?
Well, you'd think, but, you know, when he's left to his own devices, it's up to him to do it. So,
yeah.
So
I'm just going by what I see on NCIS, you know.
Well, there's a little more to it, but yeah, he should have. And so we'll get to that in a minute. So anyway, he completely missed a bullet in a 19-year-old shooting victim's body. And
jeez.
Guess what? This isn't the first time he's made shocking mistakes.
Well, let's
oh, no,
hear
no, no, no.
Let's
now
hear
you him. Now you might think that this could be a rookie or a newbie mistake, but oh no. Krause has 40 years of experience, y'all. Four decades.
So is he just getting lazy and careless?
I really don't know. There were pictures of him, and he looked pretty relaxed. Like, he went from having a nice white lab coat with his name on it, looking somewhat handsome, to kind of looking a little disheveled in a Hawaiian shirt,
yeah,
if you're feeling me. So, you know, maybe he's on the Jimmy Buffett liquid diet. I'm just saying, I don't know. But so he's worked for the Tarrant County Medical Examiner's Office since 1981.
Okay.
So that's kind of scary. Now, the murder victim, Alfredo Olivares, was shot on September the 19th, 2020, as he stood in the front yard of a home in the 4100 block of Valentine Street in Fort Worth. He died in the operating room at Harris Methodist Hospital, according to the state disclosure. 4 days later, Peter Cardona, 23, of Benbrook, was charged with the murder. Hospital and police reports specified two gunshot wounds that Olivares was shot twice. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Both the hospital and police say this. Krause noted in his September 20th, 2020 report that the teen only had one gunshot wound on his left lower back, which had caused injuries to his ribs and left kidney.
Interesting.
And yet, he listed his cause of death as a gunshot wound to his abdomen.
Oops.
Yeah, I'm thinking he got shot with that same bullet that, you know, JFK got shot with.
The one that bounces around.
Uh-huh, yeah. Y'all know the one I'm talking about. So anyway, red flags went up when another medical examiner reviewed Krause's finalized report a month after the initial autopsy. He noted several inconsistencies, including that images from the hospital showed two bullets in the body. Okay, so see, the hospital took x-rays. Okay, this was also consistent with what the police reported. Krause came under suspicion in November, shortly after he performed an autopsy on the 19-year-old shooting victim, Alvarez, and missed the bullet completely in his body. Well, I'm sure that y'all can see how this is bad and how it might change any legal outcome or trial. So as a result, Alvarez's body had to be exhumed under a court order in December.
That poor family.
Now, that's just all kinds of sad and wrong and messed up. So contrary to what we see on TV, Kim, on NCIS.
I was kidding around, but yeah.
Exhumations are only done in extraordinary circumstances where right. either the body contains significant evidence that was missed, a bullet, or if the cause of death could be different than what was originally determined. Again, he wasn't shot in the abdomen. I mean, you know. In this instance, missing bullet fragments could be relevant to help identify the weapon used in a fatal shooting, which could in turn identify or acquit a subject. It could also lead to a new determination on the case or manner of Oliveri's death. So, y'all want the dirty details? Here we go.
Absolutely. The dirtier, the better.
Yes, here we go. So let's get back to our poor murder victim, which is Oliveri's, that he had to have his body dug up because of all of this negligence and foolishness. While Alfredo was shot twice, Krauss noted in his September 20, 2020, that's hard to say, y'all get the message. In that report, he reported that the teen had only one gunshot wound on his left lower back and listed the cause of death as a gunshot wound to the abdomen. We've already said that a few times. However, when another medical examiner reviewed Krauss's report the following month, he noted several inconsistencies, including that X-ray images from the hospital showed two bullets in Alfredo's body. Come to find out, Krauss hadn't even looked at the radiology reports from the hospital. He hadn't even looked at the other reports. He didn't do his own, but he hadn't even looked at anything else. It just went on. The second bullet had not been removed by Krauss, and instead he reported the wound as a surgical stab, despite hospital and police records reporting it as a gunshot wound.
Oh, yeah. Dear. Oh, dear.
At least four other discrepancies in the autopsy were found, including that Krauss said no personal belongings were found on Oliveris, but photos show he had a leg monitor on him, y'all.
he had an ankle bracelet?
Yes.
He was like out of jail?
Something like that. He must have been on some sort of release program, but you know, you just don't get naked and without your leg monitor. So where are these things? So Krauss also indicated that Oliveris was clothed, but the police had taken all of his clothes. All right. So the sloppy and negligent mistake resulted in Oliveris.
He didn't even look at him. He didn't even look at him, did he?
I can't even imagine. This is what I know. I did not read anything about this. I didn't read anything. It's just a feeling because in my other life, I do feeling stuff. But I swear to God, all I could think of was he had to be drunk or high or something or on too much cold medicine.
We won't speculate as to the reason that he made all these mistakes, but we have our own theories.
This is my opinion, okay? I just kept thinking to myself, how could you notice that he didn't have any clothes on, okay?
Exactly.
Or that
he had an ankle bracelet.
I mean, an ankle bracelet, I don't know if y'all have ever seen them. They're big. They're big and they're black.
Well, I will say that there are YouTube videos on how to take those suckers off.
Well, yeah, but that's not the point. The boy was kind of, look, he was naked, all right? How do you get past the boy being naked? Okay? So the sloppy and negligent mistake resulted in Oliveira's body being exhumed under a court order in December. So Fort Worth defense attorney Mike Ware said he couldn't think of any cases he'd been involved in that ever involved a body being exhumed, though they had been done in rare circumstances. And in this case, it was because Krauss missed a bullet. Ware said missing bullet fragments could be relevant to identifying the weapon used in the crime. Well, duh, which could identify or clear a suspect. Again, duh. Or it could lead to a new determination on the cause or manner of death. Again, if it's called into question. Of 40 cases which date from 2019 to 2020, Krauss either performed an autopsy or signed off on an autopsy that was performed by another medical examiner. It's believed that Krauss conducted at least six of those autopsies firsthand. None of the other six cases tied to Krauss have resulted in the exhumation of a body.
Yet.
Oh, there's more. Just hang on. You're spoiling my twist, sister. It isn't clear what the examiner's office plans to do, if anything, with cases Krauss might have worked on before the 2019-2020 period it's reviewing. So far, no other cases tied to Krauss have resulted in the exhumation of a body. However, because of the discrepancies in the Olivarius report, other medical examiners have collected a random sampling of Krauss's reports to review back to January 2020, according to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Doctors found four failures so far by Krauss in a February 2020 autopsy in which a man had chronic urinary tract infections and was a paraplegic due to being injured in a 1990s shooting. Now, keep this in mind. The family said the bullet had never been removed from the man's body, according to the court document. According to the medical examiner's office review, Krauss made no attempt to find it during his autopsy of the man. Krauss is said to have only taken an x-ray of the man's chest.
Okay.
Which didn't show the bullet.
Well, because he probably ruled his death natural causes.
But the point is the family was having an autopsy done on him, and they expected that to come up because they knew the bullet was in there. So if the bullet didn't come up, they're like, well, what else did you miss? Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So they're kind of the ones going, wait a minute. So anyway, he didn't take any further x-rays as far as beyond his chest. So that was determined that Krauss failed to review a hospital record given to him 2 months earlier before completing his report on that man, too. As well as the police report, again.
Oh, jeez.
So it really does seem he has a history of being very sloppy and negligent, at the very least, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah. It makes you wonder if he's been that way the whole 40 years, and how many of these things has he gotten wrong, and how many people that are innocent might be in jail because of him.
Well, that's absolutely the point. So the medical examiner's office released a statement that said no other issues have been found on this particular man, the paraplegic man. But the statement did not say how many of Krauss's autopsies have been reviewed yet. The office did confirm that he's been a deputy medical examiner since 1981. Well, we mentioned that already, but the medical examiner's office declined to answer questions regarding how long he will be suspended from conducting autopsies in the homicide cases.
He shouldn't be conducting any autopsies in any cases. No.
Well, they're still letting him as long as they're not homicide. Mm-hmm. Yep.
No. Because if he's doing that with homicides, he's doing it with everything else. Probably even less so, you know?
Well, that's what I think, too. But, you know, I mean, just the facts, ma'am. The Texas Forensic Science Commission says it does not have jurisdiction over autopsies performed by licensed physicians, and they are not investigating him.
Of course not. Pass the buck. Mm-hmm. Not my problem, man. Here you go. Mm-hmm.
A state disclosure that details why Krauss was suspended was filed in at least 40 homicide cases that the Tarrant County District Attorney's Office is prosecuting from 2019 to 2020, again, according to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And the state disclosure means that Krauss either performed the autopsy or signed off on an autopsy that was performed by another medical examiner. Okay, so, you know, but still, he signed off on it. DA spokeswoman Anna Tinsley Williams said a disclosure alerts the defense of potential evidence so that the attorney can ask the judge to allow questioning on the topic at trial. Okay, back to our Fort Worth DA, Mike Ware, said the disclosure doesn't mean those 40 cases can't be tried or that there will be errors found in those cases. It does mean that the mistake found are serious enough that the implications go beyond the case or cases where the mistakes were discovered. He said the prosecution is ethically and legally responsible for notifying the defense, which means defense attorneys in those cases can now question Krauss's expertise.
Good. I mean, they should. I hate to see that all come up and those 40 cases get retried and all that stuff, but you know what? It needs to happen.
Well, mainly and including in front of a jury. And so, hey, get this. Here's a fun fact, y'all. I actually found an episode of Forensic Files. Oh, yes, I did. Where Krause is an expert. Oh, yes, ma'am. It's Forensic Files episode Low Maintenance, which aired February. Does that make sense? Low Maintenance?
Low Maintenance, yeah.
Which aired
ironic,
February,
isn't it?
Uh-huh. It aired February the 25th, 2011. Again, that's Forensic Files. Can you imagine?
Which is available on Hulu, by the way.
Anyway, back to the defense. The defense attorney, Christy Jack. Now, she's something. I saw a picture of her, and she had a little black leather jacket strutting herself in the court. Lord have mercy. She was, oh my God. Christy, Miss Christy said, the way I look at it is, it's kind of like the grandfather's clock that strikes 13. It calls into question all that came before it. Oh my God, she was having her day. Now, Miss Christie is a former prosecutor who represents a murder suspect awaiting trial, right?
Well, there you go.
Dr. Krause also did the autopsy in this victim's case. Just talk about luck. She continued to say, anytime a professional's proficiency is on the line and you've just been handed what could be information that calls into question their expertise, it's a gold mine as a defense attorney.
She's right.
you guys, she was rubbing her little hands with glee like a little fly. She's rubbing her hands. Oh, God, I find it horrible that he's so incompetent. Oh, my God. Meanwhile, the president of the Tarrant County Defense Lawyers Association, Ben Varghese, called for a full investigation. He said, this is truly unprecedented. That's probably a good thing, but still. He said, you have a very significant case. You have an individual who's high ranking at the ME's office who's making a mistake that is not only profound, but one that shouldn't have been made under any circumstances. Well, yeah.
He's right. Fresh out of med school, guy could have figured that one out.
Mm-hmm. District Attorney Sharon Wilson declined to answer any questions about Olivera's case or Krause's handling of the autopsy. Defense attorneys are pointing fingers for sure. They're all pointing fingers.
And of course they are.
Yeah, they're finger pointing left and right and fault prosecutors for not being more open. Well, Varghese's response was, we're looking for greater transparency. And right now we're having to piecemeal notices sent out to 40 different attorneys, at least, can you imagine, to see what's going on in each one of those individual cases and try to find on our own what other mistakes have been made by Dr. Krause over time. Poor man. I saw him too. He was sweating bullets.
What a disaster. What a disaster.
Mm-hmm. He was wringing his hands, but not in a happy way. The medical examiner's office declined to make Dr. Krause available for any interviews, and medical examiner Dr. Nazim Pirwani also chose not to comment. I guess not. Peter Cardona, remember him? Peter Cardona, 23, faces murder charges in connection with Oliveri's death and is out on bond awaiting trial, according to jail records. His attorney, Emily Lachance, did not comment on the current situation.
Oh, I bet you she'll be commenting plenty.
I'll bet.
Pretty
soon.
So
what you think, Kim? I know you have thoughts.
Oh, I have thoughts all the time, but this guy shouldn't be practicing in the medical examiner's office. He should not be practicing, period. In my humble opinion. He should have his medical license stripped from him.
Well, he's only suspended, like I say, he's only suspended from doing homicides. He's not suspended from the rest of it.
I know, and that's not right. That's not right.
Thanks again for spending your Friday with us. We're so glad to be back, even if we are waffling on. We'll rein it back in on next Tuesday and Friday for sure. Please join us for more murder and mayhem, or leave us some comments again on our blog at kaizukillers.com and show Kim some love because she works really hard on that and I'm a slacker. So just saying.
I actually don't work very hard anymore.
Well, she did, and I'm trying to be nice and throw her a bone because I am a slacker. So. And for something lighter and a little more cosmic or outer worldly on Mondays, please come by our sister show. And what's that called, Kim?
Two Chicks and a Crucifix.
Two Chicks and a Crucifix. So we will see y'all soon. We're so happy to be back. We love you guys.
She's possessed, y'all. Bye.
Bye, y'all.